Thank you. representing my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things. Therefore, a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. That is devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything in the service of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadasi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. As described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is this devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does not need to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi, or a brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyati Shatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Kalpataruvyasya Kriva Sindhuvyaeva Cha Paditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sarovito Gaurave Pushpavanto Shitoshando Tamo Nudo. So, Hare Krishna, it is a great honor and also pleasure to be allowed to sit here this evening and address you all by reading a verse which is very pertinent to today's gathering. This verse, in a way, sets or will set the mood of the whole festival, which is which has already started with the Aratik ceremony. This festival actually will help us to increase our attachment to the chanting of the holy names and to serving the Lord with great determination. An end marathon festival is not the end of surrender festival. Like when one has done a great endeavor in this material world, one thinks, oh, I did it. And one puts the legs on the table, drinks strong smelling wines, and relaxes. But here, actually, surrender to Krishna will bring more surrender to Krishna, because one has gotten the taste. And this verse will encourage us to do so. So let us again hear the verse with great attention and then try to offer some words following the footsteps of our acharyas. Satatam kirtayanto mang yatantas chadrita brataha namas yantas chamang bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. This is a description of the activities of devotees. It is also explaining Sri Krishna's most confidential instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. The most confidential instruction in the Gita is the verse Manmana Bhavamat Bhakto Majaji Mam Namaskuru. It's the explanation where Krishna, this verse appears two times, both in the 9th chapter and in the 18th chapter in the Gita. It is a very important instruction, therefore. It appears in the 9th chapter, which is called by Srila Prabhupada the most confidential knowledge, and it again reappears in the 18th chapter. What does this verse mean? Manmana, always think of me. Here it says, always chanting my glories, think of Krishna is most easily done by chanting his holy name. Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto, become my devotee. Majaji Mang Namaskuru, offer your obeisances. No, worship me and offer your obeisances unto me. Manmana Bhavamakta Bhakto is done by thinking of Krishna is done by chanting the glories, endeavoring with great determination. That's the activity of a devotee. And then also worshipping is done with great determination. Bowing down before me, that's also stated in that most confidential instruction. It is always offering obeisances to me. Namaskuru. So this is a very important verse, in other words. It follows, is in the line of the most confidential instruction. And today I desire to just focus your attention on this first part of the verse. Satatam kirtayantum ang, always chanting my glories. It is said by Srila Rupa Goswami that the holy name is more merciful than Krishna, who bears the holy name. The Vacha is more merciful than the Vachaka, or the Nama is more merciful than the Namni. The mercy of the holy name is much, much more merciful than Krishna's mercy. And we will hear a little about this incredible mercy of the holy name in a little while. When Sri Krishna returned back home, when he left this planet, and after performing his transcendental pastimes, he understood that he had given the knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita how to surrender to Krishna. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. He had given the theory, but not the practice. He had not shown, in other words, how to do this. And therefore he again appeared 500 years ago as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this appearance, he has given the example how to surrender to Krishna. He has shown us how he the surrender is affected. Now, Lord Chaitanya spread the process of Krishna consciousness, the process of surrender, by Sharanagati, it's called, by spreading the holy name. Now, I want to draw your attention to one very glorious point. By spreading this holy name, Lord Chaitanya did not discriminate who is fit and who is not fit. He did not, in other words, stipulate has fallen, any qualifications. It is described that he drowned the people. You find in the Adi Lila a description where Lord Chaitanya goes on the banks of the Ganga in Varanasi, and begins his kirtan, and there were, it's described, many thousands of people who came together. And they all responded to the chanting of the holy name. Must have been many, many more people than in Russia during that concert in Moscow, which many of you have seen on the video. And I want to tell you how the devotees felt who were on the before these people, stimulating them to chant. I mean, 30,000 people just get ecstatic. There is a divine atmosphere. You do not know what is your name any longer. You are in this atmosphere. You are carried away. As on this video, you see Bhakti Vaibhava Swami is on the stage calming the people down because they're rushing forwards, and it was we were fearing that they would break their limbs or they would squeeze some people to death. Yes, 24 people were fainted actually, and they had to be carried outside because there was so much energy and so much. Yes, in the crowd. Now imagine, there were many, many more people in Varanasi. It's described when Mahaprabhu chanted, due to his mercy, he captured everyone. People were sometimes going from one bank of the Ganga. They were trying to swim over the Ganga to be there in the chanting of the holy name. And they were taking pots, some of them, because they couldn't swim, you know. They put pots upside down. They swam with the pots. They went, of course, with all the boats which were available, with all the trees, with all the... the cows. The cows went also. And it was just... And when there was nothing available any longer, they rushed anyways through the Ganga. And the Ganga can be very deep, 12 meters and deeper. But they all reached safely the other shore by the inconceivable mercy of the Lord. So these were really Völkerwanderungen. People were moving in order to take part in these. Millions of people, it's described, were moving to take part in these kirtans. It was ecstatic. And Mahaprabhu, you might think, how was it possible? I mean, when we were in Moscow, we needed this amplification to reach everyone. But Mahaprabhu didn't have a Roland amplification system. Well, he reached everyone. They heard his voice. It's described as very sweet, intoxicating, maddening sweet voice of Mahaprabhu they heard. So you can see all these people, the thousands, as far as the eye can see and far up to the horizon, they're dancing in ecstasy when Mahaprabhu did it. So this is called mercy. He has given the Prema Dhana Harinama Shankirtan, the holy name, to everyone. Patra or apatra, qualified or not qualified. Now, this is a difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. Krishna has stated in the Bhagavad Gita that the teachings which he has given should not be given to those who are envious and who are not austere. You might remember this shloka. It appears in the 18th chapter, verse 67. Idamte natapaskaya nabataya kadachana nachashu shushave vachyam nachamam yo vyasuyati. This confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service. Those who are not engaged in devotional service, they cannot hear this. Nor to one who is envious of me. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not consider this. He gives his mercy to everyone, to those who are not austere, those who are not devotees, or engaged in devotional service, and even to the envious snakes. And there is a secret why he does so. In Krishna Lila, the Kripa Shakti, Kripa means mercy, is under the control of the Icha Shakti. Icha means desire, Krishna's will. Only to him who Krishna wants, Atapiti Deva, so and so forth, that mercy is given only to the one which Krishna personally chooses. The mercy is given. But in Gaura Lila, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lila, Mahaprabhu has given full independence to his Kripa Shakti. He has told the Kripa Shakti, go everywhere and spread the chanting of the holy name, even to us. Even to the Western people, that mercy has been given without considering qualifications. That's a great difference. And therefore, Rupa Goswami prays, or let us say, he praises Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by saying that he is the most magnificent of all incarnations, by freely given what no other incarnation has given before. That's the gift of prema, of prema dhana, the holy name through which one can get love of Krishna. However, one can only obtain the mercy of the holy name, although the mercy is given very freely. There's one thing one has, one condition. You cannot be proud. Now you think. You cannot be proud. Trinadapi sunichena taro api sahishnana Mahaprabhu said. He said the reason, and you know, he ends the second shloka where he praises the holy name, where he says, you have, in the second shloka of his eight instructions, he said, in these holy names you have given all the mercy, all the energies. But then he answered and he said, but I'm so unfortunate, I have no attraction to the holy name. Then in the third chapter, verse, he explains why this is so. I mean, he has all the attraction, but for us, he wants to teach us. The reason is because we are puffed up, full of proud. The holy name can only work with someone who is humble. Therefore, Jiva Goswami explains that humility is really the quality of the devotee. If someone is not humble, he will necessarily be identified with the body and the mind. And therefore he will keep being attracted to sense gratification. Humility in our sampradaya is defined as seeing oneself to be the eternal servant of Krishna, not the body and not the mind. You might now understand why Srila Prabhupada in his lectures always stresses this point. You're not the body and not the mind. He wants to bring us to our real identity. That's the first reason. But the second reason is only if we begin to understand ourselves as spiritual, as servants of Krishna, only if you don't know. Why does Balaram have a plow and why does Krishna have a flute? Oh. Because some of you have heard the answer and many of you know already, even without her having it, I will just say it. The reason is Balaram, who is a guru tattva, with his plow, plows the heart so that the weeds get drawn out. And then, when the heart is plowed, then Krishna, who plays a flute, can attract us. Now, Krishna's flute is really something special. To be notes of Krishna's flute. Although the flute of Krishna is creating a particularly attractive sound, the different living entities hear it differently. When Krishna plays the flute, each gopi hears her name. Each individual one. The cows become supremely attracted to the flute playing, and they
take their ears up, and they form, by some muscular process, cups with the ears, so that they can drink the nectar and nothing gets lost, so to say. Then in Vrindavan, when the devotees distribute Charanamrita, every devotee just comes and makes somehow a cup, you know, from from leaves, or, you know, the most impossible cups appear all of a sudden from somewhere. See, some bridge pass, he just put some clay on his cloth, you know. I've seen that also. So some, how, you know, hold it in the cloth, and then put the Charanamrita inside, you know. So in this way, the cows also have the strong urge to fill the cup with the ears. Stones begin to flow. They hear it. It becomes liquid stone. We hear of rolling stones, but this is of flowing stones. This is something unusual. The water becomes stiff. Yeah. Or sometimes it turns into milk. This also happens. In other words, Krishna's transcendental flute is really extraordinary. So we will only be attracted by Sri Krishna's transcendental personality. We will only develop some greed for Krishna consciousness when our hearts are free, if the Balaram has done some work on them, or the spiritual master. Many times when we approach the spiritual master, we desire actually a personality who gives us words of praise. And when the spiritual master takes his club, as Srila Harikesh Maharaj so perfectly he compares it to the club, you go like, don't clap at me. But this is not good. To have a spiritual master means to be disciplined by him. To be a disciple means to be disciplined by him. The spiritual master who does not teach his disciple, and the disciple who only wants sweets from his spiritual master, they have not the right relationship.